Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Going where the brave do not go is Sarah Gon, Policy Fellow at the SA Institute of Race Relations, tackling the issue of white judges going down the rabbit hole. Sarah, good afternoon. I've been dying to talk to you all day over this issue.
I'm sure you have, Simon.
Absolutely. First, you go and then I'll go.
Okay. Basically, we spoke on the previous occasion when there were interviews for the positions that were empty on the Constitutional Court, and the furore, both with the way the interviews were conducted in general, but with specific attention to David Unterholter, and the fact that they had questioned the fact that he hadn't acted on the court, that he'd only been on the High Court for 3 years. There was much lobbying at him that had been on the board of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and this was counter to the rights of the Palestinians, and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, 5 names were put forward, all black names. The white names did not go forward. Now the organization, sorry, I can't remember I never remember the first name of its title, but basically Safeguarding the Constitution, and run by Lawson Naidu, actually took these interviews to court and said that they were unconstitutional, they were awfully handed, they allowed politicking into the domain, and that they should go back to square one, they should be nullified completely. Now, what ended up happening is the parties actually came to agreement. That was the CASAC and the Judicial Service Commission came to agreement that they would be nullified and they would start afresh, which they did. Mm-hmm. And except for one applicant from the last time who didn't apply this time, the applicants were the same. And they were the proceedings were much better controlled by Judge Zondo, and they were much more polite, and they didn't have the sort of politicking and the flag waving that Julius Malema had indulged in. And the end result was that the same 5 judges were nominated, and David Unterholter and Alan Dodson, the 2 white applicants, didn't get the nod through. It's a case of, you know, it's not the form that matters, it's the substance. And Naidu of CASAC did say that it was unfortunate that because of the settlement, the court had not been in a position to set down the criteria by which these interviews should be conducted. Because Unterholter they did query the same issues about his only being on the court for 3 years and not having acted in the constitutional court before, which Zondo eventually pointed out that former constitutional court justices, Johan van der Westhuizen, Sisi Kampepe, Sandile Ngcobo, Zak Yacoub, and Bessem Gabindi were in the same position. And they'd also never acted before. So that put that one out of court, so to speak. There was still questioning, and there was still sort of a derogatory references to Unterholter's time on the Jewish Board of Deputies.
Yeah.
But in reality, at the end of the day, it came down to this. He was asked by numerous people about his white privilege and whether he should be giving up his position to a more deserving black judge. He was also, you know, asked whether his superior education had not been a factor of his privilege, which he said it was indisputable. Now, the problem with giving an answer like that is that it takes away the argument that it doesn't matter how much privilege you may or may not have, you have to have the rigor of intellect and ability to have got that education, irrespective of whether you were privileged enough to have somebody pay for it or not. And it's quite clear that at the end of the day, white, particularly male judges, are not going to make the cut, and that the Constitutional Court should be honest in saying that that is a criterion you cannot get over. So you've had virtually all black court for a couple of years now. You now will have a completely black court, which per se is not a problem, but we know in this particular instance that merit is giving way to social engineering. And it bodes very, very badly as far as I'm concerned, because at the end of the day, you serve society best if you've got the best judges available on the court, whatever their color may be, and going on this sort of bean counting, and actually worse than bean counting, because the government used to be very keen on counting people according to the demographics of this country, which means at least you should have, what, three quarters or a full single one white judge. That's the problem with the artificiality of social engineering. You get caught up in irrelevancies.
So the disingenuousness of the situation is what bothers me. I fully understand the imperative to appoint black judges. I really, really do. But what I don't understand is when it comes to private enterprise, the government pushes affirmative action, BEE on private companies, arguing, perhaps correctly so, that diversity in the boardroom will give you a better result. And apparently it's proven, and apparently results are better. Why wouldn't the same apply to a court then?
Well, I would, you see, my argument would be I wouldn't want to rely on that at all. Because I'm not convinced. I think the best results in a boardroom are the best results in the boardroom. In other words, it's whether the people you have there, male, female, black, white, or offer something to the company that is beneficial. I understand the argument about representativity, but as soon as you go according to the numbers, you're going to be in trouble. And the other point is that with the private sector is that the private sector is the private sector. In other words, if they don't quote unquote behave as the Minister of Labour would like them to behave, that's actually, you know, then if companies are better off having the diversity, then the companies who don't have it are going to suffer as a result. So it's become a plain and simple, if you're going to say that being white should preclude you from applying, say it. People won't put their names forward and essentially be embarrassed in the process.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. We're going to leave it there, Sara. Thank you so very much. I knew it would be an interesting discussion today. And let's have another interesting one next week this time.
Cool. Okay.